John chapter 11, verses 51 and 52 say, Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. This week on Day by Day, we've been studying the reasons for the cross, man's reasons and God's reasons. One more reason God designed the cross is to gather into one body, the children of God. And here's what I want us to see, that according to John's gospel, the cross absolutely, definitely accomplishes this goal. The cross doesn't just make salvation possible, it actually totally saves. It doesn't just open the door, it opens the door, effectively draws people in, and then slams the door shut behind them. Jesus actually fully atones for the sin of the children of God. He doesn't just make atonement possible, he accomplished full redemption for all those who would believe in him. He knows who they are. They are the chosen of God, the children of God, who respond to the message of Christ in repentance and faith. So how does all of this apply to the believer? Well, listen to me. If you are a believer, you are personally, particularly, fully loved by God. You're secured in his love. We love him because he first loved us. He set his affection upon you a long time ago. He knew your name before it was on the heart of your parents. You are a trophy of God's grace, so never forget that. He didn't set his affection upon you because you have done something particularly outstanding. We're not worthy of his love. We are simply trophies of his grace. Not only that, but every sin of yours has been pardoned. So do you know what full atonement means? It means that everything you know to be sin that you are guilty of has been paid for. And everything that you didn't know to be sin that you were still guilty of has been fully and forever paid for. Those sins, every past sin, every sin in the future, has been fully punished in the death of Jesus Christ. Does that mean we relax and then let loose? No. The regenerate heart, the pardoned heart, is growing in its understanding of the cost of sin and its appreciation and love for Christ. It produces a heart of worship and thankfulness and holiness. But here's another benefit for the fully accomplished atonement of Christ. Your circumstance is not outside the providence of God. He's not just there with you in your situation. He is working, arranging, ordaining all things for your good, believer. You can walk with confidence through the darkest night, the scariest storm, trusting that his glory will be magnified and your joy will be made full as you walk with him day by day. As you pray today, please remember Charles Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Yoruba Life Word broadcast heard throughout Nigeria.